StormLakeRadio.com. Chris Bachman is joined by Matt Hansen, an Iron Man, a Buena Vista University graduate. And we got to talk about the success here. Just last week, we get together here. It's April 27th, but last weekend, Matt, you were down in the Woodlands, Texas, winning an Iron Man competition. Congratulations. And tell me a little bit more about this particular competition you were at.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me today. I was down in the Woodlands, which is just north of Houston. It's a beautiful area. It's a race that I target every year. I've gone there the last 4 years in a row. The last three years, it's been a North American Championship race. So basically, the field is spectacular. It's a really strong field of competitors out there. I actually ended up winning the race in 2015, which was my first major victory of my career. I had won one Ironman before that, but it definitely wasn't on the same playing field as, mm-hmm. as this one.
So let me ask you, when you say the North American Championship, this is the elite of the elite. There are other Ironman competitions, but this is like, the best of the best.
Yeah, there's five championship races, one in North America, one in South America, one in Africa, one in Australia, and then one in Europe. And so those are there's five championship races. The winner of that is guaranteed a spot to the World Championships. The points for it for everybody else are double any normal Ironman race. The prize purse is much higher, so it definitely draws a very large field and a very talented field as well. Everybody brings their A game to these races, and I've been fortunate to wind up on the top step of the podium at it twice now.
It was a great read that I found on the internet how in 2015, as you alluded to, you won this race. And then you talked about a difficult 2016 and how nice it was to bounce back here in 2017 to win this particular race again. Matt, can you go back to 2016, and would you care to share about maybe some of the struggles and some of the difficulty you faced?
Yeah, absolutely. 2015, like you said, I won. But the nice thing was is Ironman works as a point on a point system to qualify for the championship race, the World Championships in Kona, Hawaii. And in 2015, I had a couple pretty good races leading into Ironman Texas, so I really didn't have to win. I just had to execute a good race plan and be in the top eight, and I would have qualified for the World Championship. So that took so much pressure off. 2016, I didn't have those races leading into the race, and I had to be basically top three in order to be able to still then qualify for the World Championships in October. So I had a decent swim. The bike, I had a little bit of an issue on the bike, and that put me back. I came off the bike in 23rd place and about 20 minutes down from the lead. And I basically went off on the run on a suicide mission. It was extremely hot and humid, and I ended up running through most of the field. I ran into third place, and I could see second place in front of me. And I was 2.5 miles from the finish, and I decided that I could make one more push to try to go for second. At that point in time, it was clear I wasn't going to get first, but to follow, to come back and put in a second place would have been definitely acceptable in my book. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're a competitor and you see somebody in front of you, you can't just say, "Yeah, no, I'm happy where I'm at." So I decided to make a push, and my body decided that wasn't the right decision, and I ended up taking a little bit of a nap for about 30 minutes on the side of the road with just over 15 minutes of racing left to go. So I ended up getting back up and able to cross the finish line, but I finished in 23rd, which is pretty much exactly where I got off the bike. So everybody that I passed on the run ended up repassing me while I was taking a break on the side of the road, hugging a 2-liter bottle of Coke, trying to get everything back functioning again. So leading into 2017, definitely wanted to go and put together a great race there. I really didn't put the pressure on myself to win. Again, I had a really good fall. String of races abroad. I went down to South America and had a couple good races there. So I had a good amount of points leading in. I think I needed the top six to be able to have enough points for the World Championship. So again, I was able to go in with no pressure and just focus on executing a good race.
Well, that you did in a record time, by the way, 7 hours, 52 minutes, 44 seconds. I mean, how far ahead of your previous best was that? I mean, how much did you trim off your previous best?
My previous best was set there in 2015, and it was the current course record there as well, and that was 8:07. So
it was just under 15 minutes
faster. The nice thing is that's the American record right now too.
Yeah.
So, I became the fastest American to do an Ironman this last weekend as well.
Okay, so let me ask you then, and tell our listeners, what is your training regimen like? I mean, what kind of time do you put in, and what kind of training when you're in the peak of your season? Tell us about the work ethic that goes into this.
Yeah, this is my 40-hour-a-week job. So I'm not necessarily swim, biking, or running 40 hours. That's usually about 25 to 30 hours per week. And then the rest of the time I spend working on recovery stuff, whether it's stretching, doing some strength training stuff, or that type of thing. Definitely a time-consuming thing, just like anybody else's job. So I've traveled to a few training camps with a couple other pros this year. I went to Tucson, Arizona for a couple weeks in January, and then I went to Kona, Hawaii, which is the course where the World Championships will be in October, and trained there with my coach and a few other of her athletes as well this in February. Those two training camps definitely helped. But the rest of the time I spend training alone, and you know I swim at the BV pool here, which is always fun. The guys always give me a hard time in the mornings because I make too much of a wake when I'm going by them, I guess. And then I train a lot over the winter. I do quite a bit of training in my garage, so I have it set up so my bike sits on a trainer. So I basically will go on 5 or 6 hour rides while sitting in my garage and trying to stay warm because my garage isn't heated.
Well, I'm sure you get heated there pretty fast because
it does. Yes.
And you talk about your bike. Now this just isn't a normal bike. I mean, I've seen pictures of you on your bike. I mean, I can't even imagine what this thing's like and where you get it and how you do you shape it for yourself, your body frame. I mean, tell me a little bit more about the apparatus.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very fortunate to have every portion of my bike sponsored. So Quintana Roo is the company that makes the bike. They treat me extremely well. I've been able to dial in a very aerodynamic position. So I go once a year. I go and to do aerodynamic testing, basically make sure that everything on my bike is in the right place and it's not causing any extra drag, and just so I can be as efficient as possible. The last thing that you want is to have something, you know, hanging off your bike or that is just slowing you down needlessly. So there's a lot of time and preparation that goes into setting up a very efficient ride, but the payoff is you know, very important as well.
I could talk to you for an hour about this. This is so interesting. I have to ask though, when did you? I'm assuming growing up in West Concord, Minnesota, got to give a shout out for the home state
of
ours.
And, absolutely.
I'm assuming a track and field cross country athlete. I mean, when did you, and then of course graduating from Buena Vista University here in 2007, but what went through your mind when all of a sudden you said, you know, I like this, or did you see it on TV or did someone talk to you? When did this Ironman competition cross your plate?
Yeah, that's kind of a fun story. So I wrestled all through high school and in even at BV until I dislocated my hip. I did run track and field and cross country also, but I never put 100% of my time and effort into it. I loved wrestling. That was my sport. That was the sport that my dad did. I wanted to be like him, so I was able, you know, I put everything that I had into wrestling. And that was taken away from me due to a couple injuries my freshman year here. And so I did start running a little bit, but at that point I put most of my energy into academics and finishing up school and that type of thing. But when I was 16, I was challenged by a wrestling coach of mine and a mentor to make a list of 50 goals to accomplish in the next 10 years. And I wrote them all down, and I carried that piece of paper with me for 10 years. And one of those things was to compete in an Ironman triathlon. So when I was 26, I signed up for one. I had to learn how to swim, essentially. I hadn't swam since I was a little kid. And then I had to buy a bike, and I was in grad school at the time, so I bought an eBay special bike, and I ate nothing but ramen noodles and eggs for the next 3 months because I was signed up for this event and bought a bike, and I ended up training for it and going into the race. I thought, yep, I'll do this, and that'll be that. I'll never do it again. And I ended up qualifying for the World Championships as an amateur in my first shot, which doesn't really happen very often. So because of that, I was, I had to go do that. I qualified, so why not? And once I left the World Championships the first time, I'm like, okay, this is really something that I can do, as a hobby long term. It's a lot of fun. I love it. I enjoy seeing how much I can get on my body. So I started training a little bit more seriously for it, getting a little bit better equipment and investing quite a bit more of my time and money into it. And then I ended up earning a pro card in 2013, at the end of 2013. And I never intended on taking it, but I went back to the World Championships as an amateur, and I had 3 flat tires on the bike course, which was very frustrating to me. I thought I was really fit, and I wanted to have a chance to see where my fitness was. And as an age grouper, you have to sign up for races a year in advance almost, or at least 6 months in advance. As a pro, I can sign up for a race 3 weeks beforehand. So the only way I could race on that, again that year, was to take my pro card and race as a pro. And so I did, and I think I finished 18th out of 40 in my first race, and I was on cloud 9 because I wasn't last. So I was like, okay, maybe I kind of do belong in this field. And then in 2014, I got my first win at Ironman Chattanooga in September there. And that was, I was still working full-time at BV and still balancing both the best I could. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't decide to do this 100% full-time until my first North American Championship win in 2015. After I won that, I gave my speech at the awards. I drove 17 and a half hours back here overnight to come to BV, shower. I came straight to BV, I showered, and I taught 8 a.m. classes. And that night, my wife and I were talking, and it was like, yeah, I think if I'm going to give this my full go, I can't be, burning the candle at both ends, so right, to speak. So that's when I decided to stop moonlighting as a triathlete and put everything into it.
And now you're an advisor for exercise science at BVU?
Yeah, BV has been awesome. They've supported me so well. I've been able to continue to advise some students in the exercise science department, and I'm also teaching a course right now as an adjunct as well. So it's been great to be able to stay connected to my alma mater and the place where kind of everything started for me.
Now, the championships, World Championships 2 years ago, I remember you competed in Hawaii. However, I do not remember how you finished. Are the World Championships always in Hawaii every year?
The World Championships for the full Ironman are always in Hawaii. The half Ironman World Championships move every year. This year, they'll be in Chattanooga, Tennessee in September, so I'll be competing in those as well. But yes, October in second weekend in October in Hawaii is always the World Championship.
Okay, well, do me a favor. I'm assuming you're going out there to compete after you won the race last weekend.
Absolutely.
Let's get together at halftime of a Beaver football game, whether we pre-record it, but I would love to hear about your experience at this year's World Championship, so let's plan on that. And I guess lastly, I mean, you're seeing the globe and doing something you obviously love. How much longer do you maybe anticipate being able to do something like this?
That's a great question, one I get asked a lot. I think Peyton Manning said it best. He said, when the preparation is no longer fun, it's time to hang up the shoes. Right now I love my job. I love seeing the world and being able to compete on different parts of the globe. And every day it's fun to challenge myself and to see how far I can push myself in training. I've met some amazing people in the sport. I've been able, been blessed to have some amazing sponsors, even a new local sponsor the last couple years with Rasmus and Ford. So it's been just awesome. It's been an incredible journey. There's been some lows, like I talked about previously, but that just makes the highs so much better. So, realistically, there's pros that race up until 40, 41, 42. So, you know, that's my tentative plan, but, you know, I'm just taking it one day, one race at a time and enjoying it as it comes.
And what are you, 32?
I will turn 32 in a week or 2 weeks or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you brought up your wife, Ashley Farmer Hansen. I'm sure you got a lot of love for her because you can't do it without the support.
Oh, you can't. And I mean, the amount of sacrifices that she's had to make and that we've had to make is, you can't list them. I mean, it's so tough to be gone for sometimes a month at a time at a training camp. And she's been in my corner, you know, every single day, every single time. She's always there to support me and to be able to have her meet me at the finish line, and to have a photographer catch that on, you know, catch that is it's a pretty special picture for me.
Matt Hansen, he is an Ironman. He's an Ironman champion and now owns the North American record for the Ironman competition, winning last weekend at the Woodlands in Texas. Time 7 hours, 52 minutes, 44 seconds, qualifying him again for the 2017 World Championships October in Hawaii. Matt, thanks so much. I know you got to go here. You're probably late for a meeting, but I really appreciate your time. It's fun to visit.
Thank you so much for having me. Look forward to catching up with you in October.
Look forward to it, Matt Hansen. And that is it right here on StormLakeRadio.com.